Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Creeps, Creatures, and Haunts.
Oh, my!
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about demons? Kim has selected some demons to talk about. I think the whole theme was you're trying to find demons from, like, movies, right?
Movies and TV shows, yeah.
Right, which...
So, apparently, everything that you've heard of, with the exception of, like, one or two... Made up.
Yeah.
Like, every demon that was ever mentioned in, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer or anything like that, totally made up names.
Which is so weird to me, because there's a random. Lot of demons. Like, for example...
Yeah. I mean, I have a giant book.
This is The Dictionary of Demons. That's hilarious, for one.
Yeah.
And this is by...
Michelle Bellinger.
Michelle Bellinger, yeah. So. And she is from...
She's been on Paranormal State. She's been on Portals to Hell, which is recent. A bunch of stuff.
She's like medium, or what is she?
Yeah, she's a psychic medium. Okay. Yeah, she does all the stuffs.
All the stuff and all the
things.
Writes
big, huge books.
About demons
and other things.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess before we get into talking about some fun demons... You know, if you haven't already, make sure you're liking and subscribing and all of that good stuff. Also, make sure to check out our merch store if you want our logo on some stuff. If you're just listening to the podcast form, you can't see it, but if you're watching, it's a big old sculpt ball back here and on the podcast. It's literally the thing that's on, like, the cover of it. Also, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you subscribe on whatever your platform of choice is and leave us a review. It helps us a lot. Also, Patreon.
Yes.
Do that. We have a lot of things coming up. I know we're doing a ghost hunt... Which this will definitely be before the ghost hunt of the Gill House.
Yep.
So that is coming up here in the near future. Actually, it'll be the weekend after we're filming/recording this at the moment. And so we are excited to go there. We were there a while ago, but I don't really remember it too well, to be honest. Mm. So it'll be kind of like my first time again. Maybe I'll remember more when we get there. But like, yeah. So we're going there. We have some new fun toys to play with and stuff. So if you're interested in ghost hunt and stuff, which I assume if you're watching a video about demons, you might be a little bit... Make sure to check that out. We also have a whole bunch of other places. Our most recent place was Fairfield County Infirmary.
Yep.
And that's a real fun episode, and we plan on going to a lot of other places. And if you have a place you'd like to see us investigate, or maybe you are the owner of a place we could investigate, let us know.
Yeah.
And we might be able to do that if it's within, you know, reason of us to get there and stuff like that. But we always like suggestions, even if it's something we can't get to timely. You know, it'll be on the list if we know that people want us to go there.
Yes.
But yeah, that, I guess, Kim, if you want to kick us off with...
First demon I'm going to talk about is one of the few that I actually found that was used in movies and stuff like that. That is an actual demon, and that is Valak. Mm-hmm. It's actually spelled V-A-L-A-C.
Oh, why do they spell it differently in The Conjuring?
I don't know. I don't know. But when I found it and I did research, it actually came up as a C instead of a K.
Interesting.
And the description that they used in The Conjuring, so when Lorraine Warren said that she saw this demon, she described it as being a dark hooded figure. Well, the creators of The Conjuring kind of took...
Creative liberties,
and said, let's make her a nun, whatever. Well, when I researched this demon, the description for it is a boy with angel's wings, who may or may not have two heads. In different descriptions, he has two beautiful heads, or just one head, riding on a two-headed dragon. Yeah. This demon is the president or like leader. Yeah, they used the word president. It was weird. Over 30 legions of infernal spirits. And they also have the power to conjure and control serpents.
Oh yeah, look, he's like a little creepy cherub.
Yeah.
On top of a two-headed dragon. I'll have to put one of the pictures I find on here.
What the?
I don't know what's going on there.
He's just got nothing but hooves.
Yeah, there's another one where he's just kind of like...
Oh, yeah, he's quite adorable.
Right? What an adorable... And then, of course, is the... Yeah, this is actually the comparison. Yeah, well, in The Conjuring, Valak, like, that they say that that's not its true form.
Yeah.
That it's basically taking the form of something, like, of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
They never mention, like, what it actually looks like. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, because if they mention, oh, it's a cherub boy on a two-headed dragon, like, that's would be probably weird and kind of take people out of it if they said that.
Yeah, I think if I was watching that movie and I saw, like, a little boy, you know, like, be like, what's going on? Yeah. I mean, the nun is pretty scary.
But, like, so... Lorraine Warren in real life actually stated that she saw
what she claims she saw when she saw Valak, because, you know, most of The Conjuring is based on their cases and stuff like that and their information that they got from them. She said that it looked like a dark hooded figure.
Did it state, like, why she thought it was Valak? Did it say its name to her, or?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it said its name was Valak.
Yeah.
So we don't know for sure, because I feel like that's also a thing where it's like, I'm sure there's, if you believe in hell and that, I'm sure there's multiple demons, not just like big specific demons, but I'm sure there's like multiple. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, I mean.
Demons. Well, yeah, there's an entire dictionary, and I'm sure that that's not even all of them. There's
so many in here. It's ridiculous. Like,
I wonder how many there are. Probably like 1,000, you think? Or
probably more than that. That's insanity. I would say, yeah.
Well, it's insane to me that like, looking up these demons, that like a lot of them weren't even in the book, they were just completely made up. And it's like, you have thousands of demons that supposedly exist to choose from, but like, also, like, how do you make a book of 1,000 demons? I kind of wonder. Is your description like how she knows of these 1,000 demons? Like, how do people know that all these demons in quotation marks exist?
Well, a lot of it is from like biblical texts or other kind of texts and stuff like that, like different books.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, like sacred magic of Abramelin the mage. And
so she has like sources for how she found the mage.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of different sources and stuff like that. Different books, not just like the Bible or anything like that.
Well, yeah, because you couldn't get that many from just that. Interesting. And I see there's little pictures in there.
Yeah, there's a few pictures in here of a few things. But yeah, and like she's got little, like, talks about like little things. Like, this one just says, when Satan was a good guy. Because, you know, if you're familiar with the whole story of Satan or Lucifer or whatever, he actually was an angel.
Right.
And he got basically grounded, so to speak, and sent to hell.
That's a pun.
Because he, you know, he fought back. He didn't. Right. He's like, I don't want to worship you anymore. I want to be my own person.
Right.
And God's like, no, not cool.
Which is, of course, if you're unaware, the actual ideal of Satanism itself. Where a lot of people think Satanism means you worship the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea is that they worship themselves as a god and don't believe in higher power, basically. Yeah. Which, actually, there's a lot of merit in, but a lot of people just think that they're evil devil worshippers. But I think they also kind of like that because that kind of keeps the stupid at bay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I had this show that I watched a while ago, and I thought it was actually really good. Of course, it made me so angry because it was only a few episodes, and there was no closure at the end of the episode. It's a British TV show. If you're able to find it, I think you can watch it on YouTube. It's called Strange, and it's about a defrocked priest who goes after demons. And he basically was tormented, and his wife was actually murdered by a demon whose name was Asmoth.
That sounds like
So I did research on Asmoth because I'm like, there's got to be something about Asmoth. And Asmoth actually goes also by the name Asmodeus. And he is king of the demons. His little lore is that he fell in love with a beautiful woman and refused to allow her to marry, even though she did like 7 times. Each time he would kill her husband while they were in bed. He would like take them over and then like make them kill themselves.
Huh.
Finally, a man named Tobias, who was visited by the angel Raphael, was able to drive the demon away and marry this woman. So Asmodeus is known as the destruction of fidelity by separating the husband and wife by either a calamity, like either by death, or by leading the husband astray. This demon is also known to attack virgins by making them waste away.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's lovely. So, yeah,
So this one actually was, one of the ones that was, I don't know if you want to say real, but actually is an existing demon in lore.
I mean, in the series, he basically does just this. He ends up killing the wife of John Strange, the main character, and he actually harms him so badly that he actually has a continuously seeping wound on his back that breaks out every time this demon is near. So he knows that the demon is nearby when his back starts bleeding, because he's got like these big scratches down his back from this demon because he was trying to protect his wife. It basically kind of tried to do that same thing. And I believe this is the demon that actually takes over one of the characters' ex-husband and tries to, like, kind of get in the way of things and stuff like that, and try to cause chaos and stuff like that, too. It's been a while since I've watched the show, but I do remember this being one of the main demons that he deals with. Each episode is a different demon that he deals with, and I just thought this was, like, the big one because this is, like, you know, his big bad, so to speak, so...
That's kind of a, I don't know if cool is the right word, but I like the idea of it, I guess, like, especially for, like, a TV show, I mean, which kind of, like, this thing just keeps trying to, like, what it's, you said it tries to kill, like, the husband of the lady?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, almost like the roles are reversed in the show, because it killed the guy's wife.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of did a reversal thing, where it kind of tried to take over, and, I mean, it could have. It wasn't really said whether or not it, like, took him over and he ended up killing his wife, or if the demon actually, like, appeared in a different form and killed her. Because, I mean, he obviously has that wound and stuff like that, so he was actually attacked by something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought it was a really cool idea. I'd love to see if anybody, and you know, I don't say this a lot about shows, but... if somebody would like to revive this show and redo it and continue it, because, yeah, the ending. Ooh. Basically, he's left in a coma. And it's so frustrating because you're like, is he dead? What's going to happen? And that's it. There was no more. And it's like very frustrating.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a good show, though. I would check it out.
Strange. How many seasons? Just one?
Just one season, and there's only, like, 10 episodes, I think? 10 or 12 episodes.
It's always a shame when that happens a lot, especially nowadays with, like, Netflix, because I know that Archive, what was it called? Archive 81 or whatever I really liked. It had one season, 10 episodes, and it basically had a cliffhanger ending, and then Netflix announced that they're... It's still worth watching because, like, honestly, if I'm being honest, for that show, I didn't really like where it went in the last episode at the very end, so I'm not that upset. But still, it kind of sucks that they just seem to do that a lot anymore. They pilot something just to kill it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, so the next demon I found is a fairly popular one. It's been in a lot of different shows, and it's basically one of the main names that they go by for, like, you know, Satan and stuff like that, like Beelzebub, things like that. It's Belial.
Belial.
Yes. The TV show I was referencing it to was Forever Night, which was a really weird show in itself. It's a vampire who is a homicide detective in Toronto, Canada. And it was from the 90s, early 90s, and back, I want to say it was CBS or NBC, one of those channels, had a thing that they called Crime Time After Prime Time, and it was basically after the local 10 o'clock news, they would have an hour-long show that was like a crime show or something like that, that they would play. Yeah. And so this was one of those shows for 2 seasons. It was on at that Crime Time after Prime Time. And then it got picked up by, I think it was USA played the last season. And then Sci-Fi Channel played it like to death for like all their Valentine's things. They always did like a Forever Night Valentine thing. Belial means worthless or without value.
It's a sad name to have as a demon.
Yeah, and it's actually used a lot to describe a group of people. So you would say sons of Belial. So there's a group of worthless people there. You'd be like, there's a bunch of sons of Belial or something like that. Like, okay. In the Dead Sea Scrolls, it's known as the Angel of Hostility.
It was an Angel of Hostility.
Yeah. Which is weird. Well, because I also think, you know, this is supposed to be one of the different names of Lucifer. So I'm wondering if maybe that's what they get that from. Because, you know, he was kind of hostile towards God. Because he was like...
Yeah, he is a fallen. He is the fallen angel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
like the first
that's,
demon, the king of hell.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking is up with that. So... But yeah, in that TV series, Nick, who's the main character, who's the vampire, actually gets possessed by this demon that's a son that goes by Belial. And he has to fight this demon, get it out of him.
Which is he a good vampire?
He's a good vampire, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He used to be a bad vampire, and then he is atoning for his sins.
Oh.
And that's why he works as a homicide detective, and he tries to save people and stuff like that. He doesn't drink blood. He doesn't drink human blood. He drinks cow's blood.
So he's a pussy vampire.
Not really. No, he's kind of a badass. Like, he flies around and, like, attacks people and gets, you know, the bad guys and stuff.
I don't like that when they mess with the lore, because, like, you know, if you're going by, like, vampire lore, typically don't they have to, like, drink human blood to, like, stay alive? That's, like, part of the curse. You get eternal life, but you have to, like, take others' life. So, like, I always find that weird in, like, the shows that do, like, oh, they drink animals' blood, blah, blah, blah. It's like, but that's kind of the point is, the only way you, like, the only way to satiate your curse is to do this awful thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, being a vampire is supposed to be cool, and the bad thing is you basically have to do terrible things to stay one, where you die.
Yeah. Well, see, in the show Forever Night, he actually wants to become human again. So this is his kind of, like, reasoning is that he starts drinking cow's blood instead of human blood, and then eventually he's, like, trying to, like, do different things. Like he has, like, a sunbed and stuff, so he could, like, be in the sun for, like, a little bit at a time without, you know, like, burning to a crisp, literally. And stuff like that. So, yeah, he wants to, like, become human again is basically his whole goal throughout this series. Is him trying to become human, which, spoilers, he doesn't. But it's a good show. You can watch the first 2 seasons on Amazon and Tubi, I believe.
Or just go watch What We Do in the Shadows, because that's a good vampire show.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah.
That is a good show. I enjoy that very much.
There's not many vampire things that I actually enjoy, but I do enjoy What We Do in the Shadows, the movie and the show.
Yeah.
Very, very good. I also usually don't like horror comedies, but I really do like that, yeah.
We're probably going to do a whole big one of these vlogs of, or one of these podcasts of vampires.
Yeah.
I mean, let us know what path you want us to go into, because, I mean, we could go into, like, different paths, because, I mean, there's so many different vampires that we could talk about. So, I mean...
Yeah, because, I mean, pretty much if it fits the categories of being, like, weird or spooky in any way, like, we can kind of talk about in this podcast. We try and obviously keep it in that realm. That's kind of the point. Creeps, creatures, and haunts. Oh, my.
Okay.
But a lot fits into that kind of genre of things, if you will.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. So, the last thing we're going to talk about, the last demon we're going to talk about, and I'm going to use quotes, demon... is Zozo. This has only been popular in the last few, like, last century, about. Actually, Zozo never existed until Ouija boards started to be widely used. There's no folklore for this guy at all until the Ouija boards start getting used.
Now, was Zozo from a show?
Zozo is mostly been mentioned in Ghost Adventures. Yeah, I know. He's been mentioned in a few other things, too. Some other ghost hunting shows and stuff like that. But basically, it's supposed to be some sort of demonic entity that lingers around Ouija boards. It also goes by the name Mama or Nana.
Mama.
And if you notice, I mean, we have a board back there. If you notice, the way you spell those names is you go back and forth, back and forth. That's how you'd spell the name. What's the easiest way to make it look like the Ouija board is working? Back and forth, back and forth. So I think someone probably just kind of came up with this name.
Yeah.
And kind of just was like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's this awful, awful demon that, you know, goes by this super simple name. And it's like, is it really? I don't know. But yeah, it never really, there's nothing about this thing. And it's really strange because it's like all the information you get off of this is basically stuff you see off of like Ghost Adventures and things like that. Saying that it's this demon that lives through the Ouija board and that you can contact through it. And it's like, why haven't anybody heard of this before that?
It's kind of funny because, so we recently did an episode, which you should go check out, on the Ouija board, Are Ouija Boards Evil?
Yeah.
And now we generalize it by the name because most people know it by the name Ouija board, but spirit board, talking board, it's like the actual, like Ouija is like a trademark brand.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, well, you should go watch the episode. Basically, it was a brand to capitalize off of the extreme popularity. Was it World War II times?
I think it was a little bit earlier than that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a couple of months now since we filmed that episode, but... I made the mistake of someone like posted something about an Ouija board on one of the Facebook groups I'm on, and someone, and like pretty much there's hundreds of people being like, just get rid of it, burn it, and all that stuff. And like, I made the mention, like, you know, I put in the comments like section, I'm like, why do people think, and I generally don't do this because Facebook's just a cesspool, but I'm like, I'll do it. And I like, put in the comments, like, why do people think that Ouija boards are so much more evil than just like doing an EVP session or asking it to like touch a K2, because it's not. And of course everyone like didn't have a good excuse, but people were just like freaking out saying like, well, because you don't get possessed by using one of those things. Like, okay, why do you think you get possessed by using a Ouija board? Like, you're still asking the spirits to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that really interesting. And you should go watch that video of ours, because that's kind of what we talk about is the topic. But I also liked, you know, what do you guys think about Ouija boards? Do you think that they're evil? Like, and if so, why? And if you do think that they're evil, I highly recommend that you go watch our episode, because it's kind of hilarious. I don't want to spoil it here, but it's kind of hilarious why everyone actually thinks they're evil. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with pop culture. So if you're interested in that, go watch that video.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would eventually, we will use it on some kind of ghost hunt. Yeah, I also hope that the vendor that made that is at the, because we bought that at a thing called the Haunted Garage Sale.
Yeah.
And I hope that vendor's back when we go there this year, because it, I really like this, and I would like to buy other things of their work, because it is such a good, like, quality board. We just bought it as a set piece. We've never actually used it.
Yeah, we never actually used
it. I think it would be interesting to use it, if nothing else, just because people are creeped out by Ouija boards, and I think it might be something that people be interested in seeing us use. And we also just did a ASMR episode.
I was just gonna say, if you want to hear us use it in a ASMR-ish way, watch that video. It's the seance video.
Yeah. Which was it's the newest video, because this one will probably be the one that's up right after that. So you can just go back and watch it. And I upload little clips of it and stuff like that as well. Because we kind of, you know, we're trying to come up with ideas of things that kind of fit, like, the creepy theme, besides the podcast, and since we can't do haunted house reviews all the time, and we can only afford and have so much time to go to so many actual haunted places.
Yeah.
Because those are not easy episodes to make as well. Like, it's a lot of filming, a lot of mm-hmm. editing, and there's a lot of evidence to go through. Now, while we enjoy doing it, it's still something that we can't do consistently.
Yeah.
So, we're like, well, let's try and, like, do ASMR with our own kind of, like, spin on it. Not a lot of views, but it seems like the little bit of reception we've had, and it is pretty minuscule, has been fairly positive. Mm-hmm. So, if you have ideas for other ASMR-themed videos, I think we might do one on potions. We've been toying around with the idea. But, like, anything else that you have an idea, we end, like, podcasts. I know we haven't done a cryptid episode in a while.
Yeah, we really haven't.
So, we actually haven't done an episode about Bigfoot. So, I'm sure that'll be coming up in sometime in the mm-hmm. future, because Bigfoot is something I like a lot, and I also really am, like, into, like, aliens. Aliens is probably the supernatural thing that actually scares me the most. Because ghosts, I, like, kind of believe, but I'm, like, pretty on the fence about it. I find it more interesting to go and just kind of see and, like, learn the creepy history and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, aliens I do, like, truly believe in because, like, I think it's just very ignorant to think that there is nothing else out there. Yeah. I think that's idiotic. Oh, yeah. There definitely is.
Oh,
Have they visited Earth? 100% sure am I. I don't know. I think there's some pretty compelling evidence that it's very possible.
Yeah.
But I just think it's, like, one of the most terrifying things in, like, movies or anything, just the thought of being taken and just otherworldly creatures. It's terrifying enough if you were, like, abducted by another human and they do stuff to you. Like, that's awful. Yeah. But then replace that with something that you can't even begin to understand what they are? Ugh. Like, it's terrifying to me. And, yeah, that's why aliens, like, creep me out so much. It's, like, the only thing, like, even just listening to creepy stories about aliens, I'll have, like, a hard time going to bed sometimes because it just freaks me out so much. Where, like, slashers, ghosts, all that stuff, it takes a lot to, like, spook me. But when it comes to aliens, like, ooh, like when I saw the movie Signs when I was a kid. Ooh. Mm. But yeah, we'll talk about aliens in another episode because I could ramble on for quite a while. But did you like us talking about demons? Because we have, again, this giant book where we can find more. Like, themes seems to be kind of, like, the way, like, this one is kind of, like, demons that have been mentioned. I'm sure we can find more.
I mean, is there a favorite demon that you have that you want us to talk about? Like, maybe you want to know a little bit more about it or something? Comment below. Let us know. Yeah. We'll look it up. We'll see if it's in this book. We'll see if we can find any kind of information about it, you know?
Like, a most evil demon or most maybe... most misunderstood demon. I think that would be a cute, cheeky one to do. But yeah, just, you know, we like having ideas. It's nice to, like, have interaction. That's the one thing I wish we got more comments. We get a lot of comments when it's Halloween time and people are watching haunted house videos.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people... Actually, I'm curious to know if you're someone that also likes Haunt Talk but watches this as well. Just, like, let us know in the comments that you enjoy both things. It's just kind of nice to see that if people like more than just one thing we do. Like, it's hard to tell, like, if the archers, like... Because we have about, I don't know, about 4,500 subscribers or something like that. It's not a lot by YouTube standards, but whatever. But it's kind of weird because, like, I don't really know how many of those subscribers are here for which thing that we do.
Yeah.
So we do multiple different things. Are you here just solely for Haunt Talk when we do that? For the few couple times we do short films, which is very few and far between because they're a pain in the ass to make? Or is it for the podcast? Or is it for the ghost hunts? Like, we do multiple things. We try and keep on the same theme, which is why we stopped doing the... snack boxes, or maybe you came here because of the snack boxes, and if you want us to start something like that again, or any kind of mystery box, let us know if that's something that you are interested in. Like I said, whatever it is that interests people is something that we're at least willing to try to see how YouTube's algorithm favors it, which is usually not great for us, but once in a while we get decent views on things, but thank you very much for watching and or listening. And again, make sure you like and subscribe. And Kim's favorite thing, make sure you... Oh, which one's she going to choose? She has four to choose from over here. She has a smorgasbord of bells.
Oh, man. I think
I'll do this. Make sure you ring the notification bell so you don't miss any future or upcoming videos. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.